From KXEI Community Media, this is Research Matters. We talk with academic researchers about the work that they're doing in our region. My name is Bridget Thumb, and I'm joined in the studio with Jasmine Meredith. Welcome to Research Matters, Jasmine.
Hello.
So let's get started. What lab are you in, and who is your mentor, and what's you up to?
I'm in the Madhavan lab, and my mentor is Dr. Madhavan and the postdoc student Atsushi Ishii, and I'm on a project with him.
Well, what are you working on?
I work on studying a drug called lasmiditan. We study Parkinson's and neurodegenerative diseases. Part of the pathology of Parkinson's is a loss in mitochondrial function. We study how lasmiditan can mitigate the mitochondrial dysfunction in Parkinson's pathology.
Are you looking at this in vivo or in a petri dish or something?
Oh, we're looking at it in mice, and we do a lot of different behavioral tests. Like, we have them walk across a beam and test their coordination to walk across the beam, like how fast they can walk across, or if they fall off the beam, or if they slip on the beam, things like that. Or they're wanting to explore places.
You're basically watching like the Mouse Olympics.
Yeah, basically we do this other behavior task where we put little cotton squares in their mouse cages. They can pull them down and tear them up. And that means they're more active in terms of discovery and exploration.
Right, like they're more engaged.
Yeah, if you're lacking the neurons, the mitochondria, then you're less likely to explore, want to discover new things. I also do a lot of Western blots where we measure the amounts of different mitochondrial proteins in mice over and over for hours and hours and hours, basically.
Why does this research matter?
Oh, this could lead to new treatments for Parkinson's patients. And we actually look at this drug as well and its interference in the pathology of Parkinson's over time as well. So we age the mice and look at how the drug can affect the mice over time. And so we look at if the development of Parkinson's also slows with the introduction of this drug.
No short-sighted experiments here, looking at the long game.
Yeah, basically.
So speaking of that, what do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
I'd like to do my master's first, and then after that I want to do an MD-PhD because I want to be a doctor, and then I'd like to become a surgeon. Yeah, that's my goal right now.
Did it start with wanting to be a surgeon, or did wanting to be a surgeon kind of like just show up as an option?
I was born with cleft, so I've had a lot of surgeries my whole life. So I've been exposed a lot to surgeons, medical physicians. They just really inspired me to like help other people, like they helped me, so.
So when you're not watching the Mouse Olympics, what do you do?
I'm a flute minor and I play the flute, and I also am the president of the badminton club. I organize tournaments and play badminton for fun, and yeah, I really enjoy that as well.
You've been listening to Research Matters. Our guest today is Jasmine Meredith, a junior at the University of Arizona, majoring in molecular and cellular biology. Jasmine, it has been so cool getting to know you. Thank you for coming to Research Matters today.
Thank you for having me.